All good fairy tales end with this line, "And they lived happily ever after." That's the title of Stephen Davies' lesson today. Not because the story of Ruth is a fairy tale, but because Ruth and Boaz did live happily ever after. Their hope and joy came from living a life of faith in God. We're going to be reminded today that in God, we have joy, which is beyond our circumstances and into eternity. Here's Stephen Davey with today's lesson on the wisdom journey.
Well, as we come today to the end of the book of Ruth, we've uncovered a remarkable love story. A love story between a poor widow and a wealthy landowner. I've referred to this book as a fairy tale that actually came true. Well, now let's watch the last few scenes here, beginning in chapter 4 and verse 13. "So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son." I got to tell you, after giving us several chapters on their courtship, just two sentences here are given to us, and we've got a wedding, we've got a home established, and a baby boy is delivered. Now, if we could slow the record down for just a moment, we know the wedding ceremony would have been a joyful, elaborate event. I mean, the entire town of Bethlehem would have been invited. Normally, the celebration would have lasted a week or so, depending on the wealth of the family, and Boaz is wealthy. Now, after all of that, a year or so later, I want you to notice how the focus returns to Naomi here in verse 14. "Then the women said to Naomi, 'Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has given birth to him.'" The women here are basically telling Naomi, "Because of Ruth and Boaz and now your grandson, wow, your life has been restored. You've been given fresh enthusiasm and joy in your old age." Now, just look at Naomi as she responds in verse 16. "Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse." That word for nurse refers to a guardian or a caregiver. Basically, she's become his nanny. So, get this, the book of Ruth that opened at the cemetery now concludes in the nursery. And even the neighbors notice. I mean, this little boy's put a bounce back in her step, meaning back into her life. One medical doctor who authored a number of books on the subject of grandparenting wrote that a bond between a child and a grandparent is the least complicated form of human love. And I would agree. I mean, it isn't complicated, is it? It's all about the relationship. And grandparents don't have to worry about the details. I mean, if the grandkids want to eat dessert first or have another popsicle, well, I'm sure there's a verse somewhere to support that. My grandmother, on my mother's side, lived in my hometown of Norfolk, Virginia. She served as a missionary alongside my parents. Every Friday night, one of us four boys got to have a sleepover at her house. Granny, we called her, had been widowed for many years. She'd dedicated the rest of her life to serving as a missionary mom to the servicemen and servicewomen stationed in Norfolk, where my missionary parents served. Now, I got to tell you, this once-a-month sleepover at Granny's house meant that I was going to stay in my pajamas on Saturday morning. I could watch cartoons. I could eat my favorite cereal. On top of that, she would even let me have a cup of coffee loaded down with sugar and cream. It was dessert in a cup. And I got to tell you, that's the way I like it to this very day. Well, after breakfast, she would open her well-worn Bible and she'd read some verses and then pray. She prayed around the world. She prayed really long prayers. And then she'd pray for me. You know, I was blessed with that loving, faithful relationship. You know, if you're a grandparent, you have the ability to impact your grandchildren in so many ways. Take advantage of it. You can teach your grandchildren the plan of salvation, just like young Timothy learned from his mother and grandmother, 2 Timothy chapter 1. You can become a wise counselor with your years of experience and biblical knowledge. You can cheer on your grandchildren without having to worry about, you know, all the details. Have you ever thought about the fact that Ruth was a new follower of God who knew very little of Jewish customs and biblical traditions in the home? Ruth knew very little of the history of Israel and the law of Moses. I mean, she barely had time to learn these things before her little boy is going to have some really hard questions. Well, Naomi would have been a tremendous resource as a grandmother, working alongside Boaz and Ruth as they raise their son to learn God's word. We're told here in verse 17 that Boaz and Ruth's son, Obed, grew up to become the father of Jesse, who then became the father of David. You know what that means? It means that Ruth, a poor gleaner in the fields of Bethlehem, a Moabite widow, has joined the family tree not only of King David, but of the descendant of David, our Messiah, the Lord Jesus. Well, as we wrap up the book of Ruth, I want to highlight four similarities between Boaz, Ruth's kinsman redeemer, and Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer. First, kinship with the bride was required. In order to meet the conditions of the law to qualify to redeem the bride, the kinsman redeemer had to be related to the extended family of the bride. Well, likewise, the Son of God had to become our relative. He had to become a member of the human race, which he did. John 1 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And the second point is this: the kinsman redeemer's role was voluntary. That kinsman couldn't be forced to perform this role. He had to be willing to redeem the bride. Boaz could have walked away just like that other man did who's now missing one of his sandals. But he didn't. Why? Because he loved Ruth. Well, God the Son became our kinsman redeemer, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. 1 John 4:19 tells us he first loved us. Well, third, the kinsman redeemer had to be capable of paying the redemption price. It wasn't just about, you know, love. No matter how much Boaz loved Ruth, he had to be able to buy Elimelech's land, redeeming the bride. I mean, that was costly. So also, Jesus Christ had to be able to pay the price for our redemption. And what was the price? It wasn't money. It was his own lifeblood. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In him we have redemption through his blood," Ephesians 1, verse 7. When Jesus hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished," John 19, 30. That Greek term, finished, meant paid in full. All your debt of sin, my friend, all of the debt of my sin, completely paid off by Christ. Let me make one more comparison here between Boaz and Jesus Christ. The kinsman redeemer's provision was life-changing. I mean, think about it. Boaz lifts Ruth out of poverty. He even changes her status. She's no longer a Moabite widow. Oh, no. Now she is the bride of Boaz. So also, Jesus Christ changed your status from lost to saved, from outcast to a member of his royal family. Those fairy tales that I used to read to my daughters when they were little always ended with the words, "and they lived happily ever after." Let me tell you, those words belong to every member of God's family, no matter how difficult right now, no matter how challenging, no matter how painful your life might be, you're going to live happily ever after. You know, on the last page of those fairy tales my girls wanted me to read were those same two words, "the end." The end. But let me tell you, beloved, there is no end to your story. You'll be taken away one day by your prince, swept away by your bridegroom, taken into the very presence of your kinsman redeemer in the Father's house. There will never be the end to your happily ever after. It's going to last forever. Well, until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That lesson was called, "And They Lived Happily Ever After." It's Stephen's final lesson from the book of Ruth as he continues along this wisdom journey. On our next broadcast, Stephen will continue teaching through God's Word, and he'll be in 1 Samuel. We released this episode in June of 2022, and we have a free resource for dads that you can download today from our website, wisdomonline.org. Do that today, then join us next time on The Wisdom Journey.